Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hey, thank you so much for coming aboard today. Long-time listeners, we always welcome you back. New listeners, here's how it works. We're going to have a good show today. We've got an expert guest. We're going to be talking about some stuff, and you're going to be in your head. You're going to be like, oh, Cousin Freddie needs to hear this show. And you're going to go to the podcast at kxlradio.com, and you're going to click on Let's Talk About It. You're going to find the podcast for this show. You're going to link it. You're going to click the whole copy. Did you know the Apple guy who invented cut, copy, and paste passed away last week?
Really?
74 years old.
Oh, fun fact.
Yeah, it is indeed true, because you're going to cut and copy and paste this thing, and you're going to send it to Cousin Freddie. You know, drop it in his messenger, put it on social media, text it to him. It doesn't really matter. And that way, Cousin Freddie gets to hear the good information that's coming out of the show today. And that's how community radio works. All right? That's what we're here doing. Welcome. This is Let's Talk About It, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health. Our guest today is Andrea Platero. She is an Associated Professional Clinical Counselor.
That is correct.
And a mouthful.
Yes, I know. I was like, and so on.
Okay.
And,
right?
And pretty soon, we hope, you know, hopefully licensed.
Yes, that's the next
and
step.
And then you'd be a professional clinical counselor.
Yes, yes. Licensed.
Without the associate.
Correct.
Now, what differentiates that from like a licensed marriage family therapist or a licensed clinical social worker?
Well, the main thing is
it's
that
better.
Yes, that is true. There's
from my perspective.
Absolutely. But also because I can work in any state. I wouldn't have to go return back to school. I wouldn't have to get relicensed. I just get registered in that state. But aside from that, I wouldn't have to do anything further other than just becoming licensed in that state.
As opposed to like a licensed clinical social worker, if they go to Florida or Texas, they have to follow whatever they require at that state, either take additional
and
classes,
it may or may not cut.
Or take a test and go through a length, could be a lengthy process. So yeah, with this one, I think this came about with all the changes in health insurance and providing services to us, to the citizens, like no limits, no pre-existing, the parity.
Oh, okay.
Right. Parity, getting a lot services like mental health and medical issues. And so all this came about, and I was like, wow, this is years ago. And I remember I was telling people, go for this one better, you know, that gives you more options. So,
and in our state, actually, we're the last, and we're the last state to have implemented it, actually. So they're still kind of like, so I was kind of like the first round. That's why my intern number was so low.
do you get like out of state therapist spam? Like, hey, professional counselor person, soon to be licensed, join us in Maryland because we got some stuff going on in Baltimore and we pay top dollar. Do they poach you? Do they look to get you to use the flexibility of your degree?
Absolutely. Well, the university that I got my degree in, any person that graduated in that field they'll still send us emails like of job placements in any state, people who are looking for interns. Like if you've already done your 2 years of being licensed, they'll shoot you like interns who want to do like therapy online, because that's the new wave of where the direction is going. So if people want to get their intern hours, they could do it over webcam.
A therapist job opened up in the United States today and I qualified.
Right.
Okay. So
I can be here and working in New York.
Yeah. Right?
Over
the
online.
I know. So for, you know, people who are listening, if you're looking at like, wow, what career should I take? Well, we need clinicians here at Imperial County. So, you know, that's an option. If you do, then also go as a professional clinical counselor.
Nice. How many hours does it take after you get your degree of clinical practice before you're able to apply for licensure?
Very similar to the other degrees, 3,000.
Wow. That is so many hours.
Yes. Yes.
But do you have to balance it between family and individual and group? And
yes, we break it down between
elderly. Let me throw that out there.
Well, that will just come over adults. But, you know, children's, adults, family time, supervision time, breaking it down when you do assessments versus actual individual therapy.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.